Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is Friday night. Somebody accepted Shabbos. Is it permitted to eat and drink before making Kiddush? Is it permitted or is it prohibited? Amir Tashem, tomorrow our topic will be, how about Shabbos morning? So today our focus is going to be on Friday night. We are going to start with the Gemara Psachim, Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, that says as follows, that Shabbos kovat l'kiddush. Shabbos sets for Kiddush. What does that mean? Rashi explains as follows, kach kovat l'kiddush, sha'asr litom ad shia kadesh, that it is prohibited to ti'ima, literally to taste anything until Kiddush. So it would be prohibited to eat anything. We'll have to see about drinking water or something like that. But what it's saying here is once Shabbos starts, and we'll have to see what that means as well, once it's Shabbos, it's prohibited to be eating. It doesn't mean a meal. It means anything. Don't be eating when Shabbos starts. The Rashba and the Tosfos say as follows, Merega Knisas HaShabbos. Once Shabbos starts, saying Lito Me'uma, don't taste anything Ad la'asiyas ha-kiddush, until you have made Kiddush. So that is the Gemara. It's an explicit Gemara. What would be the rationale for that? So that is brought in the Rosh. He says as follows, the Rosh HaMsachim, Tam yesh l'davar, there's a reason, there's a rationale for this halacha to not be eating until Kiddush is said Friday night. Din hu shetikba l'kiddush mishum kavod Shabbos. It makes sense that it's going to be koveya because of Kavod Shabbos. In other words, don't eat anything, say Kiddush, and then thereafter we're going to have a meal, and that's going to be the Kavod Shabbos, because the meal is for Shabbos. Say Kiddush, and thereafter is the meal. Shlo yochal ad shiyakadesh v'ikba sudas ol Kavod Shabbos. Don't eat anything until you are koveya the meal, which means say Kiddush, then you have the meal, you're going to say hamotzi, that is having the meal of Kavod Shabbos, and the eating is going to be there afterwards. So there we have it in a nutshell, no eating before Kiddush Friday night. But how about when it comes to drinking? Somebody is parched, very thirsty, needs a drink of water. So when it comes to this, we're going to start with the Gemara that talks about Havdalah. Havdalah. So when it comes to Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, there's another halacha, don't eat until you have Havdalah. Same concept coming into Shabbos. Don't eat until you had Kiddush. At the end of Shabbos, don't eat until you say Havdalah when Shabbos ended. And then the Gemara discusses how about drinking of water. And there the Gemara is lenient that although it's prohibited to eat coming out of Shabbos until one says Havdalah, but drinking of water would be permitted. And then we have the question, and this is not discussed in the Gemara, how about at the beginning of Shabbos, we said you can't eat, but how about drinking of water? Is it permitted to have water before Kiddush? And on this, we have a machlokis in the Rishonim. The Rambam says that it would be apparently permitted, similar to Havdalah, just like Havdalah, you can have water. So too, the Rambam says in Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Chavtes, Halacha Hey, that it would be permitted to drink water before Kiddush. That is also the Magen Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. However, on the other hand, we have many Rishonim that disagree. The Rashbam, the Rashba in the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rosh in the Shut HaRosh, and others are of the view that we are stricter when it comes to Kiddush coming into Shabbos than going out of Shabbos. Going out of Shabbos, one can drink water before Havdalah, but that is not the case coming into Shabbos. When it comes to coming into Shabbos, we are machmir, not even drinking of water. In fact, that is the implication from the Yushalmi of Psachim as well, and that is how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, not like the lenient Rambam who permits drinking of water before Kiddush, but like the majority of Rishonim who are strict and say you cannot drink water, just like you can't eat before a Kiddush, you can't drink water as well. That is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Dalet, Asur Litom Klum Kodem Shiyakadish, prohibited to taste, to be eating any foods. Afilu Mayim, you can't even have water. So let's get into a little bit more detail on this. The Mishnah Berurah says that the prohibition kicks in. When does it start? From Shkia. Shkia, when the sun sets, because that's when Shabbos starts. But somebody who accepted upon him or herself before Shkia, for example, lit candles, a woman accepts Shabbos when candles are lit, the Isser would start from then. So it would start before Shkia, if a woman starts Shabbos before Shkia, for example, lighting of candles. Having said that, how about if somebody is b'makom tzar gadol? really very thirsty, so uncomfortable, would it be permitted to drink? So in that situation, the Maharsham says that as long as it's before Shkia, it would be permitted. So if you have a woman, for example, who lit candles and she's just besides herself, so thirsty, didn't drink all day, and he's just not going to make it till Kiddush. It's seriously a serious situation, not a medically sakanas tefashot situation, but she's highly uncomfortable. Then it would be permitted to drink up until Shkia. She lit candles, so she herself started Shabbos, but objectively Shabbos has not started for the world because it's not Shkia yet. She would be permitted to drink water. The Tshuvas Mincha Solazar is more lenient than that. He says you can be lenient and you could drink Up even after Shkia, up until Tzeis HaKochavim, up until nightfall when we start to see three stars, big stars, small stars, medium stars, whatever the case may be, but up until Tzeis HaKochavim, whatever the definition is. So he's more lenient. The Maharsham would permit the woman who started Shabbos up until Shkia, and the Minchas Elazar is saying that somebody who's really parched, so thirsty, having a difficult time, very uncomfortable, would be permitted, even after Shkia, to drink water all the way up until Tzeis HaKochavim. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.